Hello and welcome to Just Needs, a podcast where we talk about parenting children with disabilities. I'm your host, Christina Kozik, and let me just say, I'm so glad you're here. This podcast is a project of Exceptional Lives, a nonprofit organization that supports families like yours. You can learn more about Exceptional Lives at our website, www.exceptionallives.org. Before we get started this week, I want to share two changes with y'all. First, we'll only be doing two episodes a month for the near future. We're doing some tech changes behind the scenes, and this change allows me to continue bringing you quality episodes. The second change is I want to start featuring others on the podcast with me. Now, this person might be another team member from Exceptional Lives, or that person might be someone from the disability community, like a self-advocate or a provider. My hope is that by bringing these voices onto the podcast, I'll be able to share more information and experiences with you. So this week, I'm happy to bring on Carrie. She's a parent of a son named Emerson, who is 11 and struggles with anxiety. Welcome, Carrie. How are you doing?
Hi, Christina. I'm good. Thank you. Just unwinding from the holiday whirlwind. Right. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, I absolutely understand that. No, we're so glad you're here. So I wanted to talk to you about this great blog piece that you wrote back in February 2021. It was titled Overloaded with Feelings, Could Tapping Be the Answer for Your Child? And before we get into tapping, I want to take a step back. In the article, there was a few pieces that really resonated with me because Emerson sounds a lot like my own son, Robert. And you described him as a gentle, compassionate, concerned, cautious boy who is hesitant to try new things and worries a lot about others' feelings and his own. And you also said that he is a boy that does his best to exude a positive, unbothered demeanor only to come home and melt down about something that made him so upset.
Yeah,
man, oh man, I can totally, it resonates. I can relate all of those words because it felt like you were describing my own child. So how were his big feelings impacting him?
Yeah, so I love that you can relate to this because I think that a lot of parents, well, like for me, whenever I speak to his teachers, this is always one of my concerns I bring up, and they often have no idea what I'm talking about. You know, Emerson, right. His anxiety doesn't really seem to appear in school. So it really is just, he saves it for his parents, which is totally appropriate and great.
Right.
I think how it comes out for him is I always envision it like a freight train. So if something happens that bothers him, and it could be very little, it could be a schedule change, it could be an outfit change, could be any change, everything snowballs so quickly mm-hmm. for him. And before we know it, you know, he's red-faced and teary and feeling very, very upset about something. And I often am like, whoa, what just happened?
Right.
So right. I just find that it affects him really with just shifting and changing in daily life.
Yeah.
So I, you know, it's something that it's hard to watch as a mom and feel right. kind of helpless and also get a little frustrated sometimes because you don't really know exactly what's happening, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like we're playing 20 questions when we're trying to figure out like what is causing the upset or what is causing the meltdown. You're kind of going through all the things and you're like, is it this? Is it this? Is yes. it this? And then finally, you know, you make it and it's like the 12th item on the list. And they're like, yeah, that's what's bothering me. And you're like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. That couldn't be more true. Oh, so true.
Yeah. We unfortunately play that game at our house quite often as well. So yeah, so I definitely hear you on that. So now I want to take us back to tapping. Can you tell us what exactly is tapping? I had not ever heard of it before reading your article, but I also feel like maybe I've been doing it.
Yeah, so that's interesting that you say that. So I think the simplest way to describe it is it's kind of modeled after. Similarly, let's see, a better way to explain this. If anyone's familiar with acupuncture, mm-hmm. this is kind of the same thing without needles. And the simplest definition is that it's like a, it touches on meridian points in your body.
Okay.
Act as like an energy highway for everything that goes on in your body. It's referred to as qi, spelled Q-I. And that's something that circulates throughout everyone's body. And so when you go for an acupuncture appointment, if anyone's familiar, that's essentially what they're trying to do on many, many different meridian points throughout your body. So tapping takes from that and uses only a few of those meridian points, the ones that are generally geared towards emotion.
Okay.
And so it's looked at as like a healing technique that includes this gentle tapping on different parts of the body. And it's just a way to reset the brain and create a new energy pattern. And the aim is always to just feel calm and in a more present state of mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, where are the more common areas that we would do tapping?
Well, so the great thing about tapping is that it's free and easy, and you can right. literally do it anywhere. So, of course, you know, you don't want to stop in the grocery line and start tapping. Although,
right.
hey, if that works for you and you don't care, then by all means.
Right.
But situations like maybe if your child is struggling in school, and you're able to calm them through tapping, or if I'm having a particularly anxious day, or perhaps a particular scenario that I'm dealing with in life. So it can be used for very small, fleeting things, and it can also be used for larger, more long-term emotional upset.
Yeah, it sounds like it's something that, you know, our kiddos could do right at their desk while they're working through their work or something.
Yes.
Okay, yes. That's great.
It is so great. Yeah.
Now, how did you find out about tapping?
My mom.
Okay.
Yeah. Which this all kind of comes full circle, but she's very much into energetic healing and non-traditional medicine and that kind of thing. So
okay.
she's always encouraged me throughout my life to, you know, find ways to calm myself. And then I think for her, it started after she actually lost her house in a house fire in 2006 and naturally was experiencing a lot of anxiety. So I think she discovered it then and has been, you know, gently suggesting it to me throughout my adult life. And I right. have used it. It came from her who, you know, she had done her own research and had found the tapping solution, which is essentially the, it's the place to go to really learn and follow what's going on with tapping. It's started by, I think it's a 3-sibling family back in like 2007.
Okay.
I might be rambling here. Sorry. But
No, you're good. What we'll do is we'll make sure that we have that link in the show notes.
Oh, perfect.
So our listeners can check that out.
Yes, tappingsolution.com, I believe.
Okay, great. Awesome.
Isn't it funny that we always find ourselves, or I find that with a lot of this, it really is just about coming back into yourself in one way or
right.
another.
Which right.
is something I feel like, you know, we generally tend to lose sight of, and it can just be so simple. So.
Right. Right. We just did, I just did one of the holiday survival series episodes was simply about, you know, being present and being in the moment. And it sounds like tapping is allowing you to come back into the moment, into, you know, yourself, acknowledging mm-hmm. your feelings, and then creating, like you said, kind of a new energy
yeah.
so you can continue going forward
yeah.
Without the anxiety.
That's
exactly. That's awesome.
Yeah. 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 It has been really, really great. Now I don't think, well, I'm sure you have more questions. Sorry. I'll let you.
Yeah, no problem. Well, next I wanted to ask you, you know, in your blog piece, you talked about you incorporated tapping into your nighttime routine through a children's book. So that way you could kind of introduce it to Emerson. So initially, what did he think?
Well, you know, bedtime, I always find is a good time to perhaps talk about something new.
Yeah.
And this was introducing a new piece to our routine. So I just presented it that way. And in that respect, he was like, okay, you know, didn't really know what was coming. I had a book in my hand. And so he responded well, because it was a children's book geared towards trying to help them understand what tapping is.
Okay.
Using different animals and different analogies with that. So he was very receptive to it. And I thought that was very, very cool. And we went through the book and it walks you through each of the meridian points and how to tap. And it basically starts from the top of the head and it goes down to the eyebrow, under the eye, under the nose, you know, the chin, the collarbone, the chest, and under the sides of the arm. So it's a very guided process. And he did them all, and happily, I should say. Like, none of the like, ah, come on, mom, you know, he did
right.
It. And then we actually had a conversation about it, and it really helped him. I would glance over at him, and, you know, his little eyes were closed and he was lying down and relaxed. And I just thought, man, is this all it takes? Is just an intentional,
right.
You know, an intentional moment to calm oneself? Well, I think that answer is yes. So,
yeah.
And this right. is a tangible way for, particularly in this scenario, we're talking about Emerson, a tangible way for him to do that. Because right. telling a child to sit still and deep breathe feels like, what? What do you mean? Like, what? You know, but when they can actually do something in that process, I think that that's what connected him to it. And I did notice a difference. And I think in the blog too, I had asked him a series of questions about it. And his general takeaway was that he felt more calm. And that is the goal, you know?
Right.
That's the goal in life, or in the moment, or where. Right. You know? So I thought it was a total win. I felt like it was a total win.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And what we'll do is, if you don't mind sharing the title of that children's book, we will include that in the show notes as well. So that way our families that are interested can see if they can find that either online or at their local library.
Yeah, I can tell you what it is right now, if that's helpful.
Yeah, sure. Please.
So one of the founders of the Tapping Solution, Alex Ortner, I think he's the one that actually wrote it, and it's called Gorilla Thumps and Bear Hugs. And they call it a Tapping Solution children's story. And
okay.
I bet you can probably find it anywhere at this point. I think it came out a number of years ago at this point.
Right.
So yeah.
Awesome. Well, we will definitely make sure to include that yeah. in the show notes. And then that way, if anyone is interested in finding that, which I think I'm going to go look for it myself, because yeah. you can't have enough, you know, tools in your tool belt, right?
Oh,
and
gosh,
when you
yes.
have a child who is anxious, or maybe, you know, has ADHD or ADD or anything like that, being able to listen to their bodies and calm their bodies is one of the biggest things that we work with yeah. on trying to help give them those tools. And so I know for me and my family, this is definitely something I'm going to look into and see if we can't incorporate it and see how he does. But that yeah. leads me to my next question, was that you had mentioned in the blog piece that this was something new for you guys and you were going to try it for a few weeks and see how it goes. And hopefully it would be something he would use. But now it's been almost 2 years. So yeah. how are things going with it?
Well, if we're going to be perfectly honest here, which I think that's always the goal, I would say that it has not developed into an actual routine for either of us,
okay.
but we still both go back to it in moments. And I find that feels good enough for us. because it has been so effective, even in those few times that we do it in a month or 6 months or whatever it is.
Right.
I think for everyone, it's going to be different. It might be easier to create a routine. We kind of struggle with that in this house in general.
Right.
So maybe that
I can also relate to that.
Maybe that is our routine, yeah. Doing things, you know, every so often, whatever, who knows. So we do still do it. I had a recent time, actually, about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Emerson was really struggling with a situation at school. And eventually, as we know, going through the list of 20 things, I finally got to what it was.
Right.
And we just went into the tapping, and I said, you know what, let's just try it again. Let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
And we didn't get through all of the points, but we got, you know, through about half of them. And once again, it worked. And I think it's partially the meridian point and the rerouting of the chi and all of that. And I also think that it really is just deliberate relaxation.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, yeah. So, I mean, so that's the answer. You know, I tend to do it more. Like, I find myself doing it in the car sometimes. Before bed is a really good time to do it, before you're getting ready to sleep.
Right.
Before a big social event. So I have a lot of social anxiety. So it's helped me in those situations. I think you just find yourself adding it to your list of things that help you. And you pull on that from the list whenever you think of it, really.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, it's like we said, it's another tool in the tool belt, right?
Yes.
And then,
you know, the tapping solution, they do have an app that has like guided things on it. And they also can send you reminders about tapping and upcoming, you know, seminars and webinars that they have. So it's a very involved organization.
Okay.
That might be a way for someone to create a routine around that if that worked for them.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Carrie, thank you so much for joining me this week and sharing your experience with tapping for you and Emerson. And before we wrap up, is there anything else that you want to share or add?
Oh, gosh. I don't think so. I really enjoyed having this chat with you, though. It's been really great. I'd love to come back on to discuss other things in the future.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we would love to have you. And so, friends, I just want to end with this piece of advice that Carrie gave in her original piece. And it was to just give it a whirl. Try it every now and then. And at the very least, your child has gone to a quiet place for a minute and you've added another tip to their expanding toolbox for life. And it's always good to have a chance to slow down and bring some awareness to yourself in a given moment. Both Carrie's mom and her son have some good advice for us. Carrie's mom would say, be here now. And her son would say, calmness feels nice. And for us, that's enough if it helps you feel present and calm just a little bit. This podcast was hosted by me, Christina Kozik, for Exceptional Lives. The original blog was written by Carrie Lucky. The blog and other resources that we talked about will be in the show notes. Also, you can subscribe and follow the podcast at our website, www.exceptionallives.org/justneedspodcast. Our website has blogs, guides, upcoming events, and a resource directory for Massachusetts and Louisiana. We'd love for you to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Exceptional Lives. If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know by leaving a 5-star rating or review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening.